After 10 previous albums, Fleetwood Mac would finally achieve their greatest triumph, an album all about the truth behind the band, when they released Rumors on this date, February 4th, 1977. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. A number one album, the biggest selling album of 1977, a string of top 40 hits, a massive tour, the album of the year Grammy in 1978, and it's all about what's going on behind the scenes with the band.
Also, you had three writers. So Stevie was writing songs, basically dialogues to me. I was basically writing dialogues to her, and Christine McVie was writing dialogues to John. So you could say that what we did beyond the music was really tap into the voyeur in the audience. People really were able to invest in us as people because they could see there was nothing to hide. Everyone knew that this was what was being written about. Songs, the subject matter was what we were living. And I think that there was an investment in not just the music, but in the people who made the music because of that.
Everyone in the group is firing on all cylinders. There's so much passion in the music, and coupled with Lindsey Buckingham's studio perfectionism, it makes for a timeless album. Go, 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 45 million copies sold, still one of the top 10 best-selling albums ever made. But it was on this date, February 4th, 1977, that Fleetwood Mac released Rumors and would forever change the band. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Yeah.